there's a critical shortage locally and nationally of a drug that treats bladder cancer, and Senator Chuck Schumer is calling on the federal government and the drug's manufacturer to get more of it on the market. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports.
Bill Birchall was diagnosed with bladder cancer a few months ago. He got the news from doctors at the University of Rochester Medical Center, who told him the type of cancer he had was aggressive.
But luckily, it responds very well to BCG. But they didn't have any.
BCG is a drug that's long been the gold standard of bladder cancer treatment. Birchall says the shortage just didn't make sense to him.
I said, what do you mean it's not available? Okay, let me see what I can do. I got a hold of a drug company in India, and they were going to ship me some. But I asked my doctors, and they said, no, they couldn't put it in.
So he called Senator Schumer's office. Schumer says he found a federal effort to stretch the supply of the drug is falling short on a local level. BCG is sold in vials, but not everyone needs a full vial at each treatment. At a federal level, healthcare providers can be reimbursed for using a partial vial. But at a local level, not all Medicare contractors allow that. So, as Schumer says,
unemptied vials, half-used vials of this medication are being thrown away.
And that's making the shortage worse. So Schumer's calling on the federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to make the policy consistent. And he's asking Merck, which makes the drug, to produce more of it. The federal agency did not immediately respond to a request for comment. In an email to WXXI, Merck says it's, quote, working diligently to identify ways to improve and expand production of the drug. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.